Hi, everyone, and welcome to Strategic Wealth Strategies Podcast with our host, Alan Porter. Alan, what's going on, man? How are you?
Well, it's a little cold out here in North Carolina. We're down to 22 degrees this morning. Not used to that, so I hate cold weather. I never got used to it. I had a couple of tours in Korea when I was in the military, and we're out in the field. It's cold out there, snow foot and a half deep and 20 below zero. It was no fun, but we don't have very much. This is kind of a different thing here in North Carolina because we usually have pretty good weather.
Yeah, it's cold everywhere. It was so freezing in Pittsburgh this week. I miss Texas, but I bet it's cold in Texas too. All right, our topic today is economic situation. Alan, doomsday. We don't want to put doomsday out there, but ultimately, soon, I think there's going to be a crash, right?
Well, you know, this eats at me every day. People look at the market. Market's doing fine so far, but they don't realize about what's underneath the M2 money supply. The M2 money supply, Neil, is what they loan to people, the businesses that keep, because we're a consumer-based economy. And we have to loan money to these businesses to produce goods. But the M2 money supply right now is at depression and recession levels. And that's not good. I mean, if it gets to that point, there's nothing going to happen. They're talking about a black swan event where 2008 is going to look good. And people lost 50% of 2008. Understand, when you lose 50%, it takes 100% just to get back to even. But there's many things. I mean, inflation, our national debt, it's just crazy. And people are not prepared for it.
And the future of our economy does not look bright, does it?
It doesn't to me. Now, I don't give investment advice, but I read constantly, you know that. But the things I'm reading and the way the things are going, we got all these wars going on right now, and we're just giving billions and billions and billions of dollars away. And it's crazy the way things are going.
What about taxes? Do you think they're going to go up?
Well, absolutely going to go up, Neil. I mean, I've said before, I read a Congressional Budget Office report last fall on a $31 trillion deficit. If taxes aren't raised overall by 66%, and that's a big number, by the year 2030, we can't even pay the interest on the debt, the country will default. Well, guess what, Neil? We're less than a year later, and our national debt is at $33 trillion and growing every day. And people don't understand the size of a trillion. I learned this today because I thought I was about many, many years off, but a trillion, if you had 1 second and every day for a trillion, just 1 trillion, take a guess how many years that would be.
How many?
Well, 30,000 year BC, that's when it would start. That's just 1 trillion. And our debt now is $33 trillion.
And we have trillionaires now, too, Alan. That's a long time to earn $20 trillion.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
That's out. Apple's now $1 trillion. So Apple could bail out our debt. Maybe.
They're gonna have to either lower benefits or raise taxes. And the crazy thing is they keep adding more benefits. You know, just like what we got down the border. All these people are pouring across the border. They're getting free food. They're getting free housing. They're getting free health care. They're getting free education. We can't even get that for our veterans. I mean, it's crazy.
Totally. I've heard Social Security will run out of money by 2033. Don't a lot of people depend on that?
Well, over 50% of people depend on that as their number one source of retirement. And that's terrible because they're in poverty. It's terrible. And here's the thing. You know, I think Social Security was enacted in 1935, first paid out in 1942. Life expectancy at that time was 62. You couldn't collect it until 65. And I believe there were 42 or 44 workers for one individual. Well, guess what? Now we can take that money out for Social Security at 62. Life expectancy for a man is 85, 87 for a woman. And if you're married, it's even longer. And I said, now there's only 3 workers per one individual. And in 7 more years or 6 more years, there's only going to be 2 workers per one individual.
Wow.
What are you gonna, they've got to raise the taxes. There's many things they can do. They can't get rid of Social Security because it too many people rely on
it. Yeah.
But there's many things they can do. It's just like, I think if you make more than, I can't remember, $200-some thousand a joint, you don't have to pay Social Security taxes anymore. Well, the thing is, if they start putting Social Security on the care, how taxes on, I don't care how much you make, that's going to affect the rich and the lobbying efforts. And I don't know what's going to happen, but something's got to happen, Neil.
People don't think that they will need as much income in retirement. Why is that?
That's a complete fallacy. When you go to retire, and this is from Tom Hagman, you have your go-go years, you have your slow-go years, and you have your no-go years. Well, your go-go years when you retire, and I hate to tell people, when do you spend the most money? I find people spend the most money on Saturdays. Well, when you retire, every day is Saturday. And if you got grandkids, you spend a lot of money on your grandkids. I know, I've got five of them. I spend a lot of money on my grandkids. I love my grandkids to death.
But that's why you're working on 10 o'clock at night still, Alan.
Because I love what I do.
Yeah.
But, you know, long-term, I mean, the health costs. I read somewhere you got to have over like $350,000 in retirement just to cover your health costs. And it goes up all the time. But just like long-term care, you know, people don't understand about long-term care. And I know this personally because of my brother. I had to put him in a nursing home. He has Alzheimer's. Long-term care right now costs between $50,000 to $200,000 a year. And it goes up by 6% every year. And the great thing about cash value life insurance, that death benefit, just like my daughter-in-law that died of pancreatic cancer at 39, she had access to that terminal illness rider, which was the death benefit, which was hundreds of thousands of dollars, completely tax-free, for pennies on the dollar. But if it had not been for that, my son had been bankrupt, and I took a huge financial strain off of me. But here's the thing, Neil. People don't think they're going to need long-term care. And 70% of the people in America are going to need long-term care at some point in their life. Over 40% of people in long-term care right now are between the ages of 18 and 64. And there's an age lab study by Dr. Korsky at MIT University. If you're age 65 and married, there's a 75% chance of you or your spouse contacting Alzheimer's, dementia, or Parkinson's. Oh, and God. It's devastating. It's absolutely devastating. You know, you go talk to your loved ones. They don't even know your name. And this can linger. This can linger. I know one lady that's been there for 10 years. I mean, it's terrible. I talked to my brother. So far, he remembers my name, but it gets worse every time.
Yeah. I've heard people tell me that over $1 million in their stock portfolio, they don't have to worry. That's definitely not true.
That is definitely not true. Because just like I said, if you got $1 million in stock portfolio, you have sequence returns risk, you're going to be out of money in the 8th or 9th year. And that's all the place you've got. But I'm going to give you an example. And people don't like annuities. They say, well, they're too complicated and the fees are too high. Well, first off, there's three different types of annuities. They're variable annuities, which I don't have anything to do with because they're tied to the stock market and their fees are over 4%. I sell fixed and fixed indexed annuities. But let's say that you have $1 million in a stock portfolio. And let's say that stock portfolio, you're 60, you get that $1 million in there, and you get a 6% net rate of return over a 5-year period. So you'd have to get 7.5% to net that 6% because of fees. I said that $1 million now is going to be worth $1,337,000. Now, at a 4% distribution rate, they said that used to be a safe distribution rate. Again, it's down to 2.8. But a 4% distribution rate, that's $53,000 and some dollars per year, not guaranteed. But if you had that money in the fixed indexed annuity that I sponsor, with no gains in the indexing strategy, which is uncapped in this particular annuity, only the guarantees of the insurance company, guess what, Neil? You get income of over $81,989 a year guaranteed for the rest of your life, even if the assets run out in that annuity. And people ask me, well, how's that possible? I said, because insurance companies manufacture mortality credits. I learned this from Tom Hagman. They're the only financial industry that can do that, because you can't do it with cash. You can't do it with stock and bond portfolio. You can't do it with real estate or anything else. Only insurance company. And they got you covered on both sides. If you die too soon with life insurance, or if you live too long through fixed and fixed indexed annuities.
Is there anything we can do to protect ourselves from those risks, Alan? I guess it's the fixed index annuities.
Oh, yeah. Just fixed indexed annuities, fixed or fixed index, cash value life insurance can protect you from all that sequence returns risk, the number one fear in life, running out of money before you run out of, I'm running out of money before you run out of life, longevity risk, tax risk, everything. But you've got to talk to somebody that's properly educated and knows how to properly build these policies.
So I guess summing things up, people need to go and contact you today at 910-551-1046 or email you at strategicwealth0@gmail.com. So these fixed, I want to get into the annuities more of the ones that you offer. You know, it's interesting to look at this because everyone talks annuities all the time. What does it mean? Who can qualify? Why should they get them versus maybe even cash value life insurance at one point in time? So that'd be a good topic
to discuss. We'll talk about that, but it's just like, you know, people say there's too many fees on an annuity. I said, the only fees on a fixed or fixed index annuity is to get a benefit. All right. Many of my annuities don't have any fee, but just like this one I'm telling you about, they charge you a 1.1% fee for joint income, for joint, you know, people, both people get that income for the rest of their life. And what that does, it gives you a 20% bonus on the money that you put in. So you put $100,000 in. Now your income value is at $120,000. It wow. also gives 8% simple interest compounding or the indexing strategy, which is uncapped, guaranteed for 10 years. And then after that 10 years, you still have your indexing strategy. If that goes up, your income still keeps increasing. I mean, that's pretty strong.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Alan. Thanks again. Great show.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That was the Strategic Wealth Strategies Podcast, guys. Take care.